Records Commission meeting going. Let's stand for the pledge, please.
Kathy, would you lead us tonight?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Compton?
Present.
Brian Zetz?
Here.
Jamie Nicholson?
Here.
Brandy Crock? Susan Baird?
Okay, first thing on the agenda is approval of January 19th, 2016 Record Commission meeting minutes. Moved by Jamie Nicholson.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Zetz. Any discussion on that? Okay.
Mayor Compton?
Yes.
Brian Zetz?
Yes.
Jamie Nicholson?
Yes.
Brandy Crock?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's
sure, it looks like what
that's
happened.
The proper procedure.
You guys did that.
Make a motion that Brandy buys us dinner tonight. Now that you can. Yeah, if you're not here for something, just abstain.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Still passes.
At the first of the year, we disposed of 125 boxes of records that was approved to be disposed.
And those were shredded and they're gone.
They're gone.
Okay.
Did they come on site with the shredder? Or did they take them?
No,
site?
They take them. It's a lot less expensive
truck.
If they're certified to right. Do that. And so they just load them on the truck and shred them elsewhere.
Okay. On to unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business?
Not that I'm aware of.
Ryan? Jamie? Nothing? Okay. New business, the proposed RC2s.
I've given each of you a copy of those. Mr. Zetz has reviewed them.
Are you comfortable with, Brian, are you comfortable with the email being this is 2 years in the lead? Whatever they are, I think they ought to be consistent to every RC2. So if it's 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever, I think I noticed there were some differences in the RC2. Whatever.
Were they divided from
I think court clerk had email as a significant administrative fiscal legal or historical value. Erase your delete email has no significant value, but they really don't say what that period is. So it's not even 2 years, it's just, having significant value.
Emails are tough. Emails always tough because there's just so much of it. And I guess it's all driven. Do we have enough server space? Can we store the whole thing? 2 years is always good because if you ever get involved in litigation, then you always can go back because something's going to be filed within 2 years when something happens for the most part.
Right.
So it's always, that 2 year mark is always good. If we have the space and we're not overwhelmed by emails, 2 years is fine. And other people say, we want to get rid of it as soon as it's no longer administratively needed because. We don't have the space to store, these emails are just overwhelming us.
The problem that we would run into from an IT perspective, no longer administratively, can't tell a system, know when this is no longer administratively evaluated. Somebody has to read the emails or go through the email to make that determination.
We're
a 2 year,
yeah.
we would basically have an RC3 that we would bring to this committee and say, we're going to delete all emails from January 1st, 2014 to December 31st, 2014. So we
right.
make that determination, then we'd instruct the IT firm to purge them. So I guess I'm okay with the 2 years. I just thought it ought to be consistent as we go through.
I agree with that. We probably should change the Myers Court to 2 years so they do read the same. Because
right.
then consistency is good, and then there's never a question. We're not
why is this
out,
and that, yeah.
And 2 years is, like I said, that's always a good number to have.
So if we want to go through these in the order you've given them to us, when we get to the Mayor's Court one, I can make a motion to amend.
She was just holding those 1 year, and it's better to do them two.
Well, it's really just kind of retain them if they're important.
Right.
Don't day.
Right.
I don't need this anymore, so it's a day. And then, you know, somebody sues us and there's a that information.
Gotcha.
So when we get to that point, we'll get
you. Because I saw, like, I looked on all of them, the voicemail, text messages, caller ID was until no longer value, but that's, you know.
That's more on us.
Yeah, that's more
employees.
On you. I mean, personally, I mean, I don't like text messaging as a way of communicating official business anyway, so right. I'm always like this. I don't want to see him run, because I don't want somebody to go and ask for him, or he should have to hold on to him.
Right.
I don't think you should be holding, you know.
Hmm.
Yep. Should come text. So, okay.
So which one do you want to do first? First one's the police, the first one?
Yes.
Yep, police is the first one.
Then I would make a motion that we adopt the amended RC2 for the police entitled revised August 2014.
Got a motion to amend. Need a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Zetz. Any discussion? Kathy?
Brian Zetz?
Yes.
Jamie Nicholson?
Yes.
Brandy Croft?
You can see us now.
Yep. This is current
and
business.
Mayor Compton.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so motion passes. Next would be the city?
The council?
Council, okay. Council records. Do we need to make a motion on that or leave it be?
Do you want to make a motion?
Got a motion by Mr. Zetz and seconded by Mr. Nicholson. Any discussion? Want to say anything? Okay.
No, thanks.
I know. Just kidding. Kathy, when you're ready.
Okay. Jamie Nicholson?
Yes.
Brandy Croft?
Yes.
Mayor Compton?
Yes.
Brian Zetz?
Yes.
Okay, that motion passes. Now to Mayor's Court.
I move that we adopt the clerk of court.
Yeah, got to go through.
Okay.
Got a motion by Mr. Nicholson, seconded by Mr. Zetz. Discussion and yes.
Motion to amend.
Okay, we have a motion to amend that we have to vote on.
Amendment would be on schedule number 08-00011. Record title and description is electronic mail system email instead of. Is retaining mail that has a significant administrative, fiscal, legal, or historical value. Refer RC2, erase or delete email that has no significant value. I would recommend that we change that language to say retain 2 years, then delete.
Got a motion to amend 08-0001 by Mr. Nicholson.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Zetz. Any discussion on any discussion? Okay. Now we'll vote on just amending. Okay.
Brandy Croft?
Yes.
Jamie Nicholson?
Yes.
Brian Zetz?
Yes.
Mayor Compton?
Yes. Motion to amend passes. Now we're back to the original.
As amended.
Any discussion? Kathy, when you're ready.
Brandy Croft?
Yes.
Jamie Nicholson?
Yes.
Brian Zetz?
Yes.
Mayor Compton?
Yes. Okay. Motion passes. Any other business?
There is one city administrator.
Oh, city administrator. Okay.
I would move to approve the RC2 entitled revised August 2016 city administrator's office.
Okay. Got a motion by Mr. Nicholson.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Zetz. Any discussion? And roll call, please.
Mayor Compton?
Yes.
Brian Zetz?
Yes.
Jamie Nicholson?
Yes.
Brandy Croft?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. So all of our records retention schedules have passed, one with an amendment. Any other business? Okay. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Somebody?
You can second that, okay?
So
I'll second it. I second that motion.
I second that motion.
Okay. To get out of here.
Okay.
All right.
It's
we
the
have,
best motion.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call when you're ready.
Brian Zetz.
Yes.
Jamie Nicholson.
Yes.
Brandy Kropp.
Yes.
Mayor Compton.
Yes. Meeting adjourned. How about that?
I can handle it.
11, or, 11 minutes.
Most efficient government you'll ever see work right there.
Yeah.